So capacity is the first concept of seeing everything, everybody and everything you see is more than you think. But Satan brings along capacity killers. Think about debt. Think about pornography. Think about alcohol. Think about drugs. I was with, 3 nights ago, a little, well, he's not little anymore, but he's 16. I mentor a number of kids without fathers. And he started smoking marijuana. And he says, you know, it really makes me feel good. And it just is like breaking my heart, because he had made friends with marijuana. And that's a capacity killer. So everybody you see is more. God made them into more than what you think. Isn't that a redemptive way to think of life? You guys who run companies, to think of your employees, every person there, God made them to be more than you think. But Satan, there's this battle plan for each of you. And you might think right now, what capacity killer is Satan using in my life that's keeping me from becoming all I can be? So it's capacity, seeing everything and everyone is more than they are. It's consecration, inviting God in, going against this tide of secularization we see. And then God basically sets up shop. He takes charge. He reorders things. And what did he do with the bread and the fish next? He broke it. How many of you has God taken your part of your life or your life and broken? Pretty good. Those of you who didn't raise your hands, just wait. And so think of something in your life right now that's broken. It's painful, isn't it? And, you know, it was 2001, and I started this small group. I invited a number of non-Christians to join this group. And after like 3 months, one of the guys prayed to receive Christ. I was just so excited. This is great. I'm in the gospel ministry too. 3 months later, he commits suicide. And I had to go on like medication for depression, because I just... Yeah, I went to this funeral home and saw his two little boys. It was like, that was me. And God can bring you to that point of pain. And my son, one of my sons was on the golf team, and one of his sons was on the golf team. And so I became sort of the de facto chaplain of this golf team. So I'd walk around with these kids, would pray before every match. Then I meet this other kid, Charles. His dad had played on the Ryder Cup, had left his family. And then Charles joined our group. And then this kid, Wes. And so God just opened the doors with all these kids, you know, without a father. So he'll take your point of pain and where he's broken you. But you can be more effective in that area than any other area.